This year was made available the Ili Nishmas Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger. That's all.
Sochet, Mem Dalet Omid Aleph. 16 lines down from the top. Ukezayas Bethe Achilles Pras. 16 lines down from the top. Just to remind everyone, coming Monday night, Em Yosa Hashem Belineda, a quarter to eight, we begin with Siftik Subis. First paragraph. What did you say above? Kizayas Bachilas Pras. That would make a man chaye if he ate a kizayas of Esau. It was mixed into Achilas Pras. We'll make him chaye. Now it is explained, Achilas Pras means eating the volume of four eggs volume of bread. Let's say it would take, hypothetically, 5 minutes to eat that much. So if in 5 minutes of eating this mixture, whatever the mixture is, into which the Esau fell, he would eat a kezias of the Esau, he'd be chayav. If the kezias of the Esau is mixed throughout a larger amount, so he has to eat more than 5 minutes before he consumes a kezias of the Esau, then he wouldn't be chayav. So again, if kezias of Esau falls into something of heter, so if the mixture is so concentrated, Esau is so concentrated, that if 5 minutes, that's the time that it takes to eat four egg volumes of bread, if in 5 minutes of eating the mixture, he would eat a kezias of the Esau, then it's chayav. If it takes more than 5 minutes of eating the mixture before he eats a kezias of the Esau, so it's not chayav, because it's not called kezias, yichdah achilas pras. Now, it's a simple concept that some people don't understand. Explain to your neighbor. 16 lines down from the top. Reg the Gemara, kezias yichdah achilas pras is the raisahi. You mean to say it's the Isa de Araisa? Omer said, ain't yes. So he asked, Ihochi, if so, if that's the Araisa, am I pligi Rabbon and Alei de Rabbi Elozo be Kutacha Babli? Why did it differ with him? He says, Kutacha Babli is Chometz. They should agree with him, because there is certainly some Chometz mixed into that sour cream in that degree. That is a kezias in achilas pras of the whole mixture. So when he eats four kibbetzim of bread, the time that it would take to eat the whole thing of four kibbetzim of bread, he surely would eat from that mixture enough to have a kezias of hummus. What else do you want to say? Before we said, we're talking about hetem istav lisa. And he said, no. It's guys with Hale's Pras. Elamai, what else want to say? And because you had to miss out for Isa? So, still the question remains. Am I pleading a bona later of those with the Chabavli? Let's say the Heta, that's there, the sour cream is added to the Chomets that's inside, and that makes it the Kedayas. So, why should it be Potter according to Chachamim? It's either one or the other, you're saying. Either Gezayas Bechelas Pras or Hetem Misav Leisa. So in any count, it should be considered real Chometz. So why did the Chometz differ with Rabbi Elazar? By Kutach HaBavli. And for the Gemara, Elahan Echlu Kutach HaBavli. Let's go of Kutach HaBavli. The Lesbe Gezayas Bechelas Pras. It's really Gezayas Bechelas Pras. That's the reason why it should be also. And he doesn't hold Hetem Misav Leisa by any Isa except by Nozer. But still, although Kizayas, the Achilas Pras is the Raisa, Kutach HaBavli is not the Chometz the Raisa, because there is so little Chometz in Kutach HaBavli, like we'll soon see, that you'll never have a Kizayas the Achilas Pras. Actually, there's a lot of Chometz in Kutach HaBavli, but he explains soon that the way it's eaten, there's never enough to to be a Kedai the Chilas Pras. And I explain this. If he eats the Kutaha Babli whole, he eats it straight from the container, which is not the way to do, but nobody eats it, it's only used as a dip to dip vegetables into it. If he eats it whole, so surely there'll be a Kedai the Chilas Pras, still he's not Chayiv. Again, he eats it whole, because sorry, because he swallows it. Sorry means he swallows it and eats it as it is. He guzzles it and eats as it is. Botla daite sokolota. His mind is bottled to all other people. They don't eat such in such a manner. If he's eating, it's not called eating. Even eat real hermits in such an unnatural way wouldn't be called eating. So therefore, even though there is a kezias, but the Achilles Pras of Chomets in Kutahar Babli, but if he eats it whole, it's not called eating, it's Shalogda Hachilos, and it'd be Patrania. And E, Mishta Koshot, and if you smear it on vegetables or on bread, and eat it that way, it's on vegetables, Kizai the Achilles Pras, less, but it's not a Kizai the Achilles Pras. When you smear, there's not much of it. So they smear it on vegetables. So by the time he would eat the kezias of the chametz that's in the Kutar HaBavli, he would have spent more than the time it takes to eat 4 kebesim of bread, because he doesn't eat it whole, he just smears it on vegetables. And therefore, he wouldn't be able, in the time it takes to eat 4 kebesim of bread, to eat the whole kezias of the chametz that's mixed in. Now, once more now. Before, he was talking about the question, the principle, Hetem Esav Le'isad, that we find by Nosir, does it apply someplace else? So he wanted to say, I could have Babel. So he said, no, it's there's Tam Ki Ika. I mean, Kizayat Vechilas Pras. So it's Kizayat Vechilas Pras. If that's the case, so why shouldn't the Chachamim agree with Rav Eleza that Kutah HaBavli is real Chametz? Because there's the Kizayat of Chametz with the Achilas Pras of the sour cream. So he answers that it's true, there is a gezias, the Achilles Pras. But if he eats it whole, which would make it possible to eat a gezias or the hummus, by the time he eats 4 kibbetzim of bread, let's say in 5 minutes. So 5 minutes eating the whole mixture of sour cream, he'd eat a gezias or hummus. But that's not a natural way to eat that, because it's too sharp and bitter food to eat whole. If he eats it whole, it's botla diet, not considered eating in his pata. It's like a man would stuff food into his ear. It's also not called eating. So he stuffs this stuff down his throat, it's not called eating. And if he eats it the way people eat it, by smearing it on vegetables, by the time he needed kezias of the chomets that's mixed in the Kutar HaBavli, more than 5 minutes would elapse. Therefore, it's not called eating, said it. The subject now is, for the time being, kezayis with the Achilles Pras. That's the subject. Is kezayis with the Achilles Pras Aisha Daish or not? He started out with a subject, Hetem Estav Le'isa. And then he said, the proof that you brought is not that Hetem Estav Le'isa, but it's talking about kezayis with the Achilles Pras. And he questioned that. Is that the Aisha? And that's the subject now. Remember, Rabbi Yechon started out saying Hetem Esav Le'isa is only by nausea, not by anything else. So they asked a kasha, we see in another place, there's also such a thing? And the Gemara said, no, there's not Hetem Esav Le'isa, there is Kezai L'Achilus Pras. Now the Gemara is questioning, is Kezai L'Achilus Pras D'Araisa? That's what the question is now. So he asked a kasha. Shtei Kedeus. There are two pots. Achas shel chulin, achas shel tumah. Well, if neyan shtei meduch, in front of them are two small grinding pots that you grind, that you beat spices into powder. Achas shel, and what are there? Condiments, like spices. And achas, one is spices of chulin, achas shel tumah, one is spices of tumah. Now, here's the picture once more. You have two pots, two big pots of food. One is chul and one is truman. And in front of them are two little dishes full of spices, ground spices. one is kolam, one is tumah. Now somebody came along and emptied each one of these two small spice dishes into the big ones. And we don't know if the tumah was emptied into the tumah or the kolam into the kolam. That's all right. But maybe they emptied the tumah into the kolam and made trouble. Or the kolam into the tumah. So that's a question. Noflu elu lesoch elu. These two little dishes full of samim, of whatever it is, condiments, fell into the two big pots. So the question is, did the spices of tumah fall into the pot of cholin, and that makes trouble? Or maybe the spices of cholin fell into the pot of cholin, and the spices of tumah fell into the pot of tumah? That's a question. Mutorin. It's mutar. Why is it mutar? Because I say, I take it for granted. Why? We'll soon see. I take it for granted. I say, tumah l'ser tumah naflo, and cholin l'ser cholin. Why we say that, we'll soon see. So you must say, it's not a question of Isha Daraisa. If it's a Safi Daraisa, you wouldn't have the liberty to say such a thing. If it's the Rabbonon, the Safi Darabonon, the Kula. So we say, most likely, the Chulun fell into the Chulun and the Tumah into the Tumah. By Safi Darabonon. If you'll say, Kezayas, but the Achilles Pasa Daraisa, it's Isha Daraisa. But there's surely enough of the spices in the that fell into the pot to be a Kezayas with Chilis of Hilis Pas. If you say Kezayas, but the Achilles Pasa Daraisa, Amai Amrine, why do you say Shani Omer, Tumi Lesech Tumi, and Chulun Sech Chulun? It's a Safek Daraisa, you have to go to Chumra, say the Kashmir. So he answered, Hanachle Tumis Tavle. Let go of the subject of Tumi of spices. The Rabbonah. In Atera, there's no Tumi in spices. In Atera, there's Tumi only on the five kinds of grain and on Dogon, and Tirish and Yitzhak. But not on spices. So since it's Tumi the Rabbonah, so even though Kizayas Bechdei Achilles Pasi Dereise, still, the whole thing is only a drabonic question. So therefore, when it's a suffix, we allow ourselves the liberty to say, maybe the cholin fell into the cholin, and the tumah fell into the tumah. That's another kasha there. Shtei kupis. There are two big boxes full of grain. A basket full of grain. Acha shel cholin, acha shel tumah. If neya and in front of them are beisoyin, two bushels. Two measures, also of grain. Achashul Nuchul Achashul Tumah. That's already grain and grain. Vinoflu Elu Lesoch Elu, and the bushels fell into the big baskets. Mutorim. Shani, because I say Chulim Lesoch Chulim Noflu, Tumah Lesoch Tumah Noflu. Now, it's a Kash Iyam, if it's a Gdaris, Vilhiachil is Pasi Daraisi. Amai, I mean, why do you say Shani Eime? Because Tumah is Daraisi. So how can you say by the Raisa? So you must say Kezayas, but the Achilles Pas, and not Isha the Raisa, only Isha the Rabbon. And that's why you permit yourself to say Shani. And for the Gemara, Omar Lei said, no, it's no kasha. Halech, let go of Tumah Bizman HaZeh, the Rabbon. This is Tumah nowadays. And Tumah nowadays, even grain, is only the Rabbon on. That's all. Since it's the Rabbon nowadays, you can say, Sofi the Rabbon of the Kula, say that. Now we're going back to the beginning of the sugya here. On Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom, we learn the Pasuk Mishras Anovim, that the Torah says, soaking of grapes. Grapes soaked in anything are also usher to anoze. Not only the grapes themselves, but the taste of the grapes in the water also usher. That's the Mishras. And he said, it's not just the taste, it's because the grapes added to the water add up to a kezayas. Hetem is Avil Isa. That's how I learned Pshat. And Rabbi Yehuda says, that's unique only by Nosa. That the grapes, say a better marshal. If you dip bread into wine, even though it's not a kezayas of wine, but together with the bread it's a kezayas, the nozer gets malchus for being over on his nether. Well, he didn't need a kezayas of wine, but hetam is tav lisa. That's the source of Heter Misafa and is by nausea. Rabbi Yechmiel says limited only to nausea. For I remember high Mishnas. For Hochi Hudios, Mishnas come for that. To say if you dipped bread in wine and together it's a kezias. So the nausea is evil because of Heter Misafa Yisrael. I mean, boy, lately, a kid in town, you would need it for a different purpose. When in the Ba'aisa, Mishas, Litin, Tom, Kika, to make Tom Kika, the taste of an Isa is like the Isa itself. It's not a different idea. Shim Shoro Anovim Bimayim, if he soaked grapes in water, then he took out the grapes. But Yesh Bren Tom Yayin, after the taste of wine in the water, or there are no grapes in the water. Still, there's a taste of the wine in the water. It's kaya. Mikan ato don the whole out there cooler. From here you learn everywhere else in the Torah also. As follows: Madach nozir shein isur isur. Nozir is not forever. Nozir depends on for how long he accepted to be a nozir. 30 days, 100 days. It's not forever. Ve'ein isur isur hanoy. It's only isur of eating the wine. He can sell wine. No issue of selling away grapes. But yes, hetel isurei. And even in the middle of his time, he can be mataneda. There's a hetel. So we see how lenient the issue of nozer is. Still, also by tam kike, the Torah is machmer, that the taste of grapes, even though there are no grapes, is also a tam kike, the taste is like the ikeris itself. Then kilayim, if he planted in a grape, together with a grapevine, he planted other things that makes it kilaya kerem. She isur isa oilam. That's forever. Because kilaya kerem is forever and ever. Not only for certain times. In every generation, kilaya kerem is also. Isur isa hanoe. You can't have a noif in kilaya kerem. You can't even sell it. You have to burn it up. The ain hetel isur. You can't take off the isa. Once it's also, you can't take back in muta. Can be matzah on kilei akerem. So since kilei akerem is more chomer, ain adin sheyas etam kiika. There for sure tam kiika. Who adin? The same would be the olo b'shtayim. Olo has two chomeres more than nozir, because olo is always also. Every generation is also. The notion of thing at certain times. And Ola cannot be Mataneda. Only Ola doesn't have the third. It's only up to three years. After 3 years it's Muta. So therefore Ola is a little more lenient. However, it's more Chomor than Nozir. A little more lenient than Kilei Akerem, which has three Chomors. Ola has only two Chomors. But it's more Chomor than Nozir. So if Nozir you say, Tam Ki Ike Zosir, so by Ola, also Tam Kika is also. Now, so we see from this that the Pasuk of Mishras is used to tell Tam Kika, but not Heter Misafa Isa, like you said. You know, Rabbi Yechmiel says, Mishras Heter Misafa Isa, we see it's not for that, it's for Tam Kika. There's a big difference. I'll explain. Heter Misafa Isa is, let's say, he took some grapes, let's say, and he squeezed it together with some dates. Dates are not also tanav, but since he made one mass out of it, although they're not mixed together, the dates are now stuck to the grapes. So according to Hetman Stavlisa, it's all like grapes. If the majority are grapes, or at least half are grapes, not less than half are grapes, Hetman Stavlisa is considered a whole kezias. Even though the taste of the grapes didn't penetrate into the dates. It's not Tam Kika. He just took some grapes and squeezed them together with a mass of dates, and he ate the whole business. If together it's a kezias, you say Heter Misafa on this side, even though the taste of the grapes on this side didn't penetrate into the dates on that side. They just stuck together. But we see it's not so. We see this pasuk is used for Tam Kika. Only the taste of the grapes penetrate into the dates. There's a taste of the grape in the dates. Then it's also. But the taste of the grapes didn't penetrate into the dates. It just stuck together. We don't say after Mistach Lisa. That's a Kasha on Rabbi Yechanan, who says the Pasuk comes after Mistach Lisa. Fuck it over. So once more, Kasha is Rabbi Yechanan has said that the Pasuk of Mishas teaches us as a principle by Nozia. Heter Mistach Lisa. Here we see a statement that it comes to teach something different. Tam Kika. And there are two different principles. Heter Mistach Lisa doesn't require that the taste of the Isa should penetrate the heter, as long as they're stuck together. But Tam Kika required that the taste should penetrate. So we see that it comes, the Pasuk Mishas comes with Tam Kika and not Heter Mistach Lisa. Entering my Omani, who said that? That it comes with Tam Kika? Rabbanon he. And Rabbi Yechon, who said it comes after Mistach Lisa, is like Rabbi Akiva. Now we'll soon see why they differ in explaining the psukim. But right now, it's enough to know Rabbi Akiva does not learn Tam Kika from this pasuk, from Mishras. He learns Heter Mistach Lisa. And that's why Rabbi Yechon quoted that pasuk. And by Nozer Heter Mistach Lisa. And this is what we just learned on the top of the Omid, that the Pasuk of the Tam Kika is like the Chachomim. Now, hey, Rabbi Akiva, where do you see Rabbi Akiva should say a principle Heter Mistach Lisa? You have to find that someplace. You want to attribute Rabbi Yechida's din of Heter Mistach Lisa by Nozer from Mishas, attribute to Rabbi Akiva. Where do you find any support for that? Rabbi Akiva holds Heter Mistach Lisa. Ilema should I say Rabbi Kiva de Mas Nisan in the Mishnah? It's not like Rabbi Kiva, he mel nozir shesho pita beyan. He dipped his bread in wine. The yesh bolet salav de kezayas chaye. So it seems there's a good proof. You add together the salav, the bread and the wine, if it's a kezayas. So we hear to Mistach Lisa. He says, how do you know? They may not, you have to understand it means, even though the wine didn't penetrate the pass. The wine just entered part of the pass. But the other part of the pass is entirely dry from the wine. Still had to Mistach Lisa. But it doesn't make a condition that the taste of the wine should penetrate the pass. So it's not Tam Kika, it's had to Mistach Lisa. Therefore it's a good proof that the Kiva holds had to Mistach Lisa. My, how do you know? It means me pasu me yayin. How do I mean? A mitzvah, a kezayas from the bread together with the wine. It means if there's enough wine that we add up all the wine that went through the bread, the wine will add up to a kezayas. The wine itself, that's what he means. If you say, v'yayin l'chud imayin l'memre, what's there to tell us if there's a kezayas to the wine by itself? Surely, what's a chiddush that is chayav? Or Kamash one daffel gav that Taruvus. All this mixed in, I might say, since it's mixed in something else, it loses its character of wine. He says, no. As long as there's enough wine in the pass to make a kezayas of wine, it's chayav. Has nothing to do with Heter Mistach Lisa or anything else. And therefore, you have no proof that the Kiva holds Heter Mistach Lisa. Say that. As Rabbi Akiva of the following Baraisa. Here is a proof that Tam Kika, that the Heter Mistach Lisa according to Rabbi Akiva. Here is a proof that Heter Mistach Lisa according to Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya will learn Rabbi Akiva email. Nozil Sheshoro Peter Beyayan. We ohal Kezias mi pas umiyayan. Here he's emphasizing it's the Kezias of both together. Is chayev. That's all. We're 16 lines down from the top. Rabbi Akiva, Tam Kika, Minola. All out of place? Now, the Gemara has said that Rabbi Akiva is the one from whom Rabbi Yechanan took the source that Mishras, that's written by Nozer, is for Heter Mistach Lisa. Not for Tam Kika like the Rabbonim say. So how does Rabbi Akiva know the principle of Tam Kika? And if you learn me bosa bechala, when you cook meat and milk, love, time, evam. It's only a taste. Let's see, you put a piece of meat in hot milk, and you take out the meat. All that's left is a taste of the meat. That's a tam. And still it's also. So we see tam ki ike, idioraisi, the os, ochanami also lotion. That's where he learns tam ki ike. Say that piece. The Rabbanon, they say, not me, bosa, me cholav, logam, you can't live with bosa, me cholav. The chidish, because that's something exceptional, it's a chidish. And from a chidish, we don't learn anything. That's why they have to have mishras for tam ki ike. Frag de gemore, or my chidish. What's the chidish of bosa, me cholav? Ilema, should I say, the high lechude, so each one by itself is perfectly permissible. But together it becomes osa. That's a chiddush. Two permissible things should become osa when they mix together. That's not such an exceptional thing. Kilayim nami. Kilayakerem is kilayim and also grain mixed together and planted together. Each one by itself would be muta. So we see bosa b'chol is not exceptional. Eligma said, this is what the exceptional thing about bosa b'chol. The Torah, if you soaked it, kula yemi b'chol, you soaked meat in milk all day, it shares muta. Although soaking, you have to know, causes a taste of the meat to go out in 24 hours, it's sure. If meat fell into milk, and it's cold milk, and we had 24 hours, it's certain that the taste of the meat went into the milk. And still, min ha-teire, it's shari, it's muta. Min ha-teire, only when it's cooked together, it's also. Boshil, usually, when you cooked it, it's also. So it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush, even though the taste of the meat goes into the milk when it's cold, it's soaked a long time, it's not also min ha-teire. And still, if it's cooked, it's awesome. So that's a chiddush. So since it's a chiddush, you cannot learn from there. Tam ki ika. Therefore, they need mishras for tam ki ika. And the question arises, how does Rabbi Akiva know tam ki ika? From bosa b'cholav, it's a chiddush. How can he learn? So he says, Rabbi Akiva, nami bosa b'cholav about the chiddush. So he can't learn from there. So where does Rabbi Akiva know tam ki ika? If he learns from mishras, etam esaf l'isa, Elayol, if he learns b'giyulei nochrim, from the unclean kelim of goyim, used kelim, and which goyim used to cook food. So these kelim are also if it's used to use. Although the kelim have been washed, and there's no fats, no grease be'en at all, but because absorbed in the pores of the kelim, there's some isa, is also to use. So what is there? Only a taste. Only what comes out of the pores of a vessel, only a taste. It's only a taste of the isa that comes out. So we see tam ki ika is also, that's why you cannot cook in a trefe keli, or in a Gentile keli, but the taste of the isa comes out. So we learn from there, tam ki ika is also. Gule nochem explains, love, time, yavam, is it only a taste alone? That's all it is. And so there's also achanami, he learns loshna. Everywhere else, tam ki ika is also, so say that. We're in the middle of the sugya. Just to remind you again, next Monday night, Sichtik Subas. In case there are any heroes here who want to distribute some flyers about the coming election, it's a big mitzvah, so you can take 50 or 100. We'll give them to you now in case you want to come up here, in case you're able to distribute them. You can stick them in the doorbell, under the doors, hand to the people on the street, or put it in mailboxes, up to you. As many as you want. We have them right up here.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.